entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find help and hope. And we have Bobby on the boards today.
Hello, yay! Hello. Happy Saturday.
So good to
happy
see you.
Happy rainy Saturday.
So good to see you.
Good to see you too.
And as always, my best friend.
As always.
My co-host. No, always. She hasn't been in I don't know how long. My best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I know I haven't been here in a while because you just put please join me, no Lynn, on this.
Oh, yeah, because it was a repeat from last week. Ooh, sorry. Well, the good thing was, though, we had Rick and Corby here last week, so instead of you making fun of me, he was here to make fun of me.
Taking my job. Good for him.
Yes, he's just filled right in there.
You're good pickings, my friend.
It was all good. And today we have Lori Smelter from Advanced Senior Solutions with us. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And our good friend. And almost a regular on the show, Becky Moultrie.
Good to see you today, Linda.
So
thanks for having me.
Here.
Do you think it's summer, Becky?
It's swinter.
Yeah, because, you know, I said to Linda I was going to wear a royal blue outfit, but I said I won't because Becky will have it on. And the first time you don't.
I know. Well, I have
I like that.
White with the royal blue on
yeah.
it.
Well, the first day of the conference, Becky and I matched.
We did.
And we
looked
on.
Lovely.
It was like a Lynn thing.
Yeah.
It did. It
were
was
you
good.
Wearing royal blue?
Of
yes,
course.
We were. Of course,
course
we were.
Because that's Linda's color also.
It's all good. So right now I'd like to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Laura in Largo, Vanessa in Seminole, and David in Sarasota.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome to the Connecting Caregivers table. Like I say, there's always plenty of room for new listeners, whether you're listening to the show live or on Facebook or YouTube or the repeats, wherever. And I just want to let our listeners know that this will be our last Saturday show. Because it's time to do a change up.
Yay, there's a good change coming.
Yeah,
there's
a good change. So you can tune in less than a week and hear us again on Friday at 1 o'clock. Not again, it'll be a whole new show.
It's like the football season, two times in 1 week. Whoa.
So we'll be here on Fridays on 1, which I think is a good time just to have a switch up.
Good for me. I like
everybody
it.
Everybody likes it. My guests like it. They're like, yeah, we like coming on your show, but 12 o'clock on Saturdays, like the middle of the weekend, Linda.
Yeah, so, they don't bathe usually on Saturdays, and we have to.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I'm really excited about that. We're going to do some change up in the format and some new commercials and just give us some new life.
So, how long have we been on this?
Almost, it'll be 5 years in March. So in 3 years.
You look the same. You haven't
yeah,
changed.
Yeah, so do you.
I know, because both of us are going blind. Not seeing as well.
Oh, my goodness. I was just telling her driving here today. So I was trying to book Kim Saberi, you know, from the Memory Disorder Clinic and down in the state. So I wanted to have her as a guest on the show. So I said, this date or that date? And she comes back with me some date, and I'm thinking, the date I gave you, it's this date or that date. She comes back, yeah, okay, I can do it then. I look, no, that's not the date. Well, because I have the podcast on the schedule. I have the radio show on the schedule. And I was looking at December instead of January. I had her booked on July. So we come around after, like, 5 emails over 6 hours back to the original date I asked her.
Isn't that crazy? I think the mind's going. Well, I called Linda last night and I said, did you send my niece a present? Because we're both Lindas and sometimes Linda will send something. Because my niece wrote me and said, thank you so much. We will think of you when we're having our winter beverages. And Naima was so thrilled. I didn't send anything. So I wrote her back. I said, I'm sorry, honey. I miss you too, but I didn't send you anything.
Did you send something?
I said, I called Linda and asked her. I called my sister. Did they put my name? And I'm going to bed and realizing. So Thanksgiving cards that I sent with Starbucks and the money for the kid. And I'm like, how did you not remember? I don't know what she's talking about.
It's okay. The good thing is you remembered it now. Mm-hmm.
I
so
remembered
okay.
it at last night.
Right, so that's okay.
Yeah, because if not, in a couple of weeks, you're probably saying, boy, they didn't even say thank you for the Thanksgiving thing I sent them.
Well, Tam Cummings said that if you walk in a room and you forget it and you walk out, that's okay. That's not dementia.
It is. Right. It is, because you can only carry, think how many fingers you have on a hand. That's about how many things you can carry in your current thoughts at any given time.
Yeah, and usually when I'm going to get something, my mind's racing about
Absolutely.
What I
got to do. Absolutely. We're too busy women.
And think of how much you got in this library up here. If you're 10, you don't have too much up there to retrieve. I got 68 years of stuff up here.
The file cabinets are filling up.
Exactly. So it
and
takes
they're
a little rest.
And they're a little rusty opening up, and that's okay.
But I really enjoyed Tam Cummings this
week.
Did
you too?
It was great.
Yeah. She's always fabulous.
I thought of her last night because I went to get out of bed, and I was achy. And she said, when you get older, you don't hop out of bed anymore. You take your time. And then I thought, okay.
I thought about it when I was putting my bra on.
Me too.
Me too.
Becky, she did this whole thing. So this is how you put your bra on. You put it on, you go one, two, three. Then you go whoop, whoop, whoop. Then you go up. Pull
the
it up.
Lift.
There you go.
So it was all in talking about the activities of daily living.
There you go.
For a woman to put her bra on,
all
it's like
steps.
Nine steps.
Yeah. It is. I just go without.
She just goes without, so Lynn never has to worry.
I don't have to worry. When I come to the show, I...
Oh, you bless us with your bra?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But I have one that's open in the front, so I don't have the around the waist.
You're a lucky girl.
There
you go. So Tam was great the other day. I always learned something new from her.
Yeah.
So, Lori, we've had you on the show before, and you're the founder and owner of Advanced Senior Solutions and a certified aging life care professional, which I still think people don't understand what that is, and we're going to try to explain that a little bit. And you have experience working in the mental health arena and medical social services, and you're also a veteran in the U.S. Air Force, so thank you for your service.
Yes, ma'am.
Really appreciate
that. Yes, and if you go on Facebook, she looks so cute in her uniform.
But,
thank you.
So we're going to ask the first question, and I'm going to butt in and make believe like I know nothing.
Okay.
Oh, I could do that job.
Sure.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I could do that really good.
No, I could do that really good.
Because I really think that this is something that people don't understand.
True, because there's not a whole lot of us out there doing this.
Right.
It's been a profession for 35 years nationally. There is a national association of this profession of aging life care. We come from all different walks of life, from nursing, mental health, counseling, public health, psychology, social work. But the profession is unique in the fact that it's case management, but privately paid case management for advocacy, navigating through the healthcare maze, being the advisor of the families who just don't know the ins and outs of the aging process, of what to do with mom and dad, and just like hiring an attorney for legal advice or an accountant for tax advice, people hire an aging life care professional for aging
caregiving. Okay, so I hire the attorney or the tax person when I need them to file my taxes or to do my papers or whatever. When do I hire a life?
An aging life care professional, yes. Hopefully before a crisis happens. I'd rather be proactive than reactive.
So mom's 80 years old. So, she hasn't had any issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I should be hiring you now?
To do a baseline assessment.
Okay, so the whole process.
A scenario. Yeah. It's good to get us involved early on. If mom's healthy, active, independent, and all is going well, and she doesn't have a history of a bunch of chronic diseases, you know, she's doing good, okay? But as soon as she starts getting diagnosed, you know, hypertension, or she's has diabetes, or whatever it is.
Or too many car accidents.
Yeah. Started taking several medications, starting to be forgetful. That's the time to hire on an aging life care manager. We're not the caregivers. We leave that up to great agencies like Becky Moultrie's agency. You know, what we do is assess the needs, coordinate the care, monitor the care. But if they get us involved early on, I consider them a proactive senior, and I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, proactive planning for the solo seniors or for those that don't have families local. We'll do an initial assessment up front, and then we'll put them on standby. We'll give them a call every quarter, kind of update, see what's going on. Has anything changed? Are you taking any new meds?
So what involves an assessment?
An assessment.
Yeah.
Comprehensive, full assessment. We look at medical. That's why I have nurses on board with me. Psychosocial, home environment. Safety is a big issue.
Especially, do you go to their home?
We do.
Okay.
We go to any place of residence.
Okay.
We look at legal, financial, end of life, and spiritual. And, of course, their functional part of their assessment. And we identify any areas of concern that come out of that assessment that we identify as professionals. We've seen it. We know what to look for, and we dig deep.
Right.
We dig deep in their medical charts. We go, of course, and evaluate them in person. Bring in the family members and the neighbors and the friends and the clergy and everybody that's involved in that client, because they're all their care partners. They're all involved. Mm. And then we put together a plan of care and make our professional recommendations. And then if the families or need us to, we'll implement our services. We'll bring in community services, meal delivery, home care. We'll set them up for transportation,
so
all of that.
By me going and having this initial assessment and deciding I want you as part of my team, then you call me quarterly. And quarterly I say, oh, I don't know if mom's really eating so good. Or I notice mom hasn't been leaving the house a lot. Because I would think that a lot of the people that hire you are not with their loved one.
Most of them are not. They're out of state or even out of country.
Right.
But those that are local are very, very busy professionals. They have their own families. They have their own businesses they're running, or their own practices in law, or physicians. They'll be the ones hiring us. And most of the time it's the adult children or the niece or nephew's got power of attorney. Sometimes a guardian, a professional guardian, will hire us because we have that expertise that they don't.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't find out where a respite care was until I was in my bereavement group.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't know, you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
So.
Right.
That makes sense.
And I think and when you know better, you do better. I think the whole thing is we boil down to, once again, the peace of mind. The peace of mind for me, okay, so I've made my funeral arrangements. I've made all that. My family knows what I want. I know who I'm giving what to. But now I've made other arrangements for myself for how I'm going to age comfortably, safely, and joyfully.
I think the biggest question we get from family members is, can mom's now been in the hospital, she went to rehab, she had broken a hip, went back home, but we don't know, can she stay at home, and what services does she need at home, and how's that paid for, and what covers it, and what doesn't cover it with insurance, and how much does it cost, versus is it time to start having that conversation about going into assisted living?
Right.
So and you help them navigate through
it
all.
We help them to make informed decisions.
Right.
We give them the pros and cons of each, the cost of each, what insurance covers, what it doesn't. We tap into long-term care insurance. And that way, they're making a well-informed decision on what's mom's best interest. What I usually say is I use, like, the scales of justice. As needs increase at home, and we have to continue to put in place services at home, eventually it becomes cost prohibitive. Or safety. So it's either economics or safety. If they're walking out of the house, if they're setting a towel on top of their stove and catching it on fire, then it's time to look into assisted living. If they can't afford around-the-clock care, of course. I mean, that's if they're staying at home is the goal.
Right.
But
or go on a cruise, it's cheaper, they say.
Yeah.
A lot of older people are
sometimes,
doing that.
Sometimes, yeah.
Is that crazy?
No, I would love it. That would be
That would be sending. Don't you dare, Linda, send me
no,
on a cruise.
No, I would send her off
she
to sea.
Sick. Oh, God.
There's patches for that, Linda.
Yeah. Oh, I believe me. I've tried them all.
Sorry, I need a break from her, too.
Probably.
All right, so of your people, of your clients that are proactive, what would you say like the average age of their loved one is?
70s.
70s.
Oh, geez.
That are
Louise.
Proactive, mid to upper 70s. I have some clients that are in their 50s because they're just worried about what happens to their loved one, their spouse, if something happens to them.
Yeah.
They're in their 50s, 60s. And they have no adult children. They don't want to burn their neighbors or their friends. And
my brother.
And one spouse has the beginning of Alzheimer's or type of dementia. And she's worried, the other healthy spouse is worried, what happens if I get into a car accident? What happens if I have a stroke and end up in the hospital? And when I was working at the hospital in social services, we would have that person who has the physical ailments coming into the hospital. And they're sitting there, they're laying there in bed saying, oh my God, my husband's at home. What are we going to do with him? Let's get home care. I'm on the phone right away, getting services lined up.
But it's funny, people don't even know what home care is. They don't
know the difference between Medicare home health care versus private home care, the difference between AIDS and CNAs versus homemaker companions.
They don't even know what's the difference between an assisted living and an independent living and a SNF.
And there's four different licensures in assisted living facilities, and they're not aware that each one can only do a certain amount of care.
Right, because they think it's all the same.
And so they have to be really fully assessed by a professional before recommending the type of assisted living that's right for them, or they're just going to have to move back out in a year, 2 years, 3 years later.
And that's the last thing you want.
Exactly.
We don't want to keep moving them around.
Yeah, it sets them back in their dementia and everything. Yeah. It's hard on them.
Yeah, I don't even like moving around too much.
Like
for vacation.
No, yeah, vacation.
Oh, I did enough of that in the military, so. And I'm just done with it.
There you go. All right, so my mom lives in Florida and I live in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just feel like it's time for her to get an assessment. So I can just call you or I can go to your website or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, what's the cost for an assessment?
We don't flat fee our assessments like some care management agencies do because one size doesn't fit all.
Right.
So we bill by the hour in 15-minute increments of time, depending on how many chronic diseases, how many medications, how much family dynamics, how much psychosocial issues are there, things like that. So I can tell you on average, give or take, it might be about $1,500. But they get a full 18-page report, well spelled out with anything and everything they want to know and then some about their parents.
Well, then they probably find out some surprises.
Yeah, they do. Well, yeah, we were looking into government benefits. Now, we don't do the government benefits. We refer to appropriate people for that. But we determine eligibility because finances drive the bus in care. And so we were telling them, okay, you're going to need some supporting documentation. So you're going to need mom and dad's marriage certificate, blah, 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 blah. Come to find out,
mom and dad
they were never
married.
They were common law. And the kids never
knew.
And it doesn't work for common law?
No. It has to be married for VA.
Canada
for the VA
does.
Aid in attendance. It does. Oh. It has to be the marriage. Yeah, the married.
It's very interesting.
And then the death
that
certificate.
That must have been interesting.
And I bet you sometimes you go in and you do an assessment and you just go, your mother's taking too much drugs.
That can be an issue. We've referred to some of our wonderful pharmacies who will do an evaluation of their pharmaceuticals.
Because I'm thinking lots of times the kids, if they're in another state, they're not even sure what meds mom is on.
Yeah, and what trips them up a lot, and I used to see this in the hospital, are accidental overdoses because the manufacturer can change the look, the color, the shape of that medication.
Right.
And they'll go to a different pharmacy, they'll get a different brand of pill that's the same pill.
Yeah.
They'll think it's something new and different, so they add it to their mix of pills.
Exactly.
And they're double dosing. We've seen that.
Well,
yeah.
My sister was in a bad car accident on October 30th, and her husband, and they're in pretty bad shape, but we're progressing. And so his daughter, Chip's daughter, went the other day to the pharmacist to get a medication for him. And the pharmacist said to her, "Have you heard of Narcan?" And she was like, "What? My father's not a drug addict." She said, "I just want to let you know with the amount of drugs that your dad is on, he could overdose pretty easily."
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
never had a clue.
It's scary.
And it's
never
a good thing to have in the house.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I have nurses on board. And I did that early on, and I've been in business for 21 years now, which is one of the longest in-business agencies doing this in the Tampa Bay area. But I brought nurses onto the mix right away. As my background's in social services, I want them to review those medications and reconcile them with between the primary care and all the specialists.
Right.
And then we have polypharmacy.
Right.
They have the mail-in pharmacy.
Right.
They have the VA pharmacy sometimes.
And then they had all that
then
over-the-counter
stuff
in there.
Walgreens, and then they have all their supplements and OTCs, yep, all of that, and minerals, and we're getting a lot more patients or clients, we call them now, with that believe in holistic. So they're, in fact, trying to replace some of their critical medications with some holistic supplements and minerals.
And some might be okay and some might not.
There could be counterindications with those
bad
interactions.
Like with everything, you have to
reconcile and look at. Yeah,
you have to take the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
because you don't know.
And that's
now,
what we
so,
did.
So, and then I bet you sometimes you go in the house too, and then you find, you know, mom really should have some physical therapy or something that they wouldn't even be aware of.
Right. And then, of course, we'll, with the permission, we only provide the services, by the way, that are authorized by whoever's purchasing our services.
Right.
And usually it's the adult children or the niece or nephew.
Right.
You know, they see the value that we provide because they're not having to buy a plane ticket down here, rent a car, probably stay in a hotel because they don't want to stay in mom and dad's stuffy
right.
home or whatever the case may be. So they see the value of it.
But it's a lot more reasonable, isn't it, than flying back and forth and whatever.
And I call it tag teaming. Brother comes down this month, sister comes down next month, and then they go back and forth. So, yeah, it is more cost effective. And so we always offer our services with the authorization from them first, and every interaction we have generates a progress report. So they know exactly what we've done, what's going on, what our action plan is going forward.
So important.
But a lot of one of the main questions is, does insurance cover you? No, it does not. Some long-term care insurance companies cover us, but Medicare does not, HMO, PPOs, managed care companies do not, and I'm glad, because that keeps us they have the ability to oversee and advocate for their loved one, whether they're at home, in the hospital, in
right.
skilled nursing for rehab. Because if we took Medicare, we'd have to discharge them from our service while they're in the hospital and rehab.
Oh,
and then
right.
pick them back up after they leave.
Okay.
So who's advocating for them when they're in the hospital?
Nobody. When you need it.
Right.
Who's seeing them and making sure they're being well cared
yes.
for? Yeah.
And just the peace of mind, you know, I can talk to you and you went to see mom and if she needs this, you're getting this for her and you're the professional and you know what she needs because I don't have a clue. I'm a young professional and I don't have any idea.
And on that note, one more thing I wanted to like to add quickly is, and you're too emotionally charged and invested in mom,
yeah.
okay? We just received a client recently and I can't name names, but the niece inherited the aunt is the power of attorney healthcare surrogate. She is the director of a very large assisted living facility and an RN, and she hired us because she is too emotionally close
yeah.
to it all.
And she knows the stuff,
and is
really,
beside
yeah.
herself of the inattentive lack of care that her loved one was receiving in a community, in a skilled nursing facility. So we jumped right in, tried to resolve some issues, but long story short, we just recommended that she get moved in a much, much better situation for her now. Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
But now we're continuing to oversee her.
Yeah, because it's so important. I talk to long-distance caregivers all the time, and they don't get a clue.
Yeah, so.
Where can all listeners find you?
Well, they can go on to the internet and pull up Advanced Senior Solutions. You can Google me. My name, Lori Smeltzer. I come up every which way.
Yeah.
Or my phone number, 727-443-CARE, C-A-R-E, which is 2273.
All right, and
thank
all the
you.
Information will be on YouTube and everything. I'll type it all in. Right now, it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Thank you.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So it makes me happy every day when I hear caregivers saying, yes, Linda, we're finally accepting help. Yes, Linda, I'm finally letting my friends help me. We're all here to help you. We want to help you. You have to let us help you. And we're not just helping you. We're helping your loved one. Maybe just your loved one seeing somebody else socially, seeing another face in the house, having a different conversation. But I want you to think about, too, we're coming around to the holidays. And now people are starting to get together again after COVID, and there will be a whole lot more family gatherings, I think, than there has been in a long time. But that maybe could be too much for your loved one. So try to always have a quiet place in your home where your loved one can go and be when they need to be, or where they can just stay and people can come in and visit them. So I have one woman who sets up like the guest room, and in there she puts old photos from previous Thanksgivings, previous Christmas, and then when they go in, they have a little conversation about that kind of stuff. And she found out when she does that with any kind of gatherings, mom's behavior is a whole lot better. I think she likes it because she feels like she has some one-on-one time too, because it's just too, I know it's too much for me with the holidays.
Well, I love them.
When there's a ton of people, I'm just like, wow, why? It's just too much. But Becky, it's so good to see you today.
Thank
as
you,
always.
Linda. Always great to be seen.
Always great. So let's talk about some of what's going on with the holidays and gifts we can get for seniors, because I've seen some pretty ridiculous things.
Yeah, and you know what? I read this great article on dailycaring.com. It's one of my favorite sites to refer my families to.
Yeah, it's nice and clear.
It is, and they send an email every day with different caregiving tips.
Yeah.
And they sent one recently, and I loved this one. It was the worst gifts to give a senior and what to give instead. And so I had the pleasure this past week. I'm a member of the Pinellas Park Chamber and did a presentation for the medical district. And holidays are right around the corner, if not here.
Yes.
And I said, well, let's talk about gifts. So the first one that everybody thinks about is technology.
Because,
right. You know, I got this cool iPhone. I got this cool Galaxy or whatever new latest right. number is out. And I think mom needs one of these. that's a really challenging thing for a lot of our seniors. Even for me, I'm 51 exactly. years old. I get a new iPhone. It takes me like a month exactly. to figure it out. So
I would give them a flip phone like I have.
And that's one of the ones. So I went through and found some alternatives. So the number one is there's a phone called Jitterbug, and it's mm-hmm. the Jitterbug Flip. And there's a new one out, and big buttons, really yes. simple.
And a red button to call for help on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Excellent.
But the other new one that's out is the Razz Memory Phone. Oh, it's really cool. That. It looks like an iPhone, has a full screen to the front, but it has big picture icons that you can put like all the adult children oh. or a picture of the doctor or oh, whatever wow. it is. And all they had to do is just tap that picture. And then when it's time to hang up, there's a button that actually says hang up.
Oh.
So they don't have to think about like, R-A-Z? Okay, that RAZ memory phone.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that one was
I know
cool.
what I'm getting limp for. Oh, no.
I want a real big red button.
But it's so simple. The other thing, a lot of people have been very averse to having cameras in their home
yeah.
or having an emergency button.
Right.
And while that's always my first go-to for a senior, there are some alternatives out there. Amazon, of course, has the Echo system
yes.
and the Echo Dot. Yeah. Those are really cool.
Well, Lynn was a caregiver last week, and she introduced that to her friends.
How did it go?
Well, the funny thing is he can't see, he can't hear, and he can hardly walk. So I said, you should get it. And yeah. But I'm not technical at all. So anyway, I set it up. Well, he has, when he remembers it's not Alex or Alyssa, yeah. her name. Oh, he's having such a good time with
him. He's having fun, yeah.
He is. And so then we got him one. I set him up one outside. And then my girlfriend decided her neighbor needed one. And so she called. And then I set up her neighbor's.
Right.
But they're enjoying
it. So if you need it set up, just call Lynn. She's really good at it.
If Lynn can do yeah, it, yeah, anybody exactly. can do it. I mean, come on.
But the best thing. I can have Frank Sinatra in every room.
The best yes. thing about it was I said to him, you know, he can't see very. He has 20% vision.
Sure.
And he can't make a phone call. So I hooked it up to his wife's phone, and he can say, call Mary, and it calls her.
Yes.
He goes, yeah, but I don't have a phone to talk to. I said, just talk in the air. But he thinks she's deaf like him because he yells at her a lot.
Oh, God bless her. God bless her. Yeah, the other thing when you're setting up the Echo.
Yeah.
The one thing it will not do is call 911.
Yes, why is that?
Because it is not a regulated emergency telephone. Device.
But can't you do something?
So the recommendation, actually I had a member of the Pinellas Park Fire Department at my presentation the other day, and their recommendation is set up fire department as one of your contacts
okay.
in the phone.
All right.
And the number it's calling is 911. And just you can tell Alexa, call fire department.
Oh.
And it will, if you have it set up, then
that's
as 911. So that's their recommendation on how to get it.
That's excellent. Because I told Mary, well, just call one of your neighbors. If you're on the floor and can't get up.
Yeah.
Just say call so-and-so. But that's excellent. That
right.
Because
many of our seniors were used to calling the fire department.
Exactly.
That's what they did. You
right.
call the fire department. Or Alexa, call ambulance. Just set those up in the phone
excellent.
As a contact. And have the number to call us 911, and it'll work.
That's
it'll be
great.
Fine.
Perfect.
So the other thing, Linda, you were mentioning about the having the room and the pictures there. One of the things I have enjoyed so much in families I've worked with, and I recommend this to many of my families, is create a picture book for your loved one. If the kids are asking, what can I get mom for Christmas? Say, will you make a picture book of your family? And put in there, this is the Moultrie family.
Right.
And here's Becky and David.
Right.
And then there's pages.
Like a storybook.
It's a storybook. And you can build these really simple. In about an hour, you can put one of these books together. Snapfish is a great site.
Yeah.
Go ahead and subscribe to them, and they'll send you coupons. And just start assembling your pictures in your mm-hmm. computer. And then when the coupon comes in for the memory book, you can make a memory book for less than $20.
That's
and they
great.
Are beautiful professional
yeah.
books.
Yeah.
And then mom can sit there and look through and see all her grandkids. And what's wonderful about that is you can write descriptions in there
yeah.
and where they were. Even make a book about where mom grew up or mom and dad's story. And put in there where they met, favorite places they went to, favorite foods, where'd they go on vacation, what are all the kids' names, where maybe the kids went to school or to college, mm-hmm. favorite teams they root for. That way, when they do have some home care coming in, or maybe a neighbor's coming in and spending the afternoon
right.
with mom, they know the whole family history because it's just laid out in that book.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And it's just a wonderful walk down memory lane for mom or dad.
But you said something before the show that is interesting to me, and I make sense, but about living in Florida and sending grapefruits.
So, yeah, that was one of the other things is we often send food because we love with food.
Yeah, that's and what Lynn gets. Half of her Christmas presents are food.
Our food, and we send candy. We send that
lots of candy.
That Pepperidge
Mustard.
Farm sausages and
yeah.
cheeses and
yes.
and all of a sudden we're sending the worst things we can send to a diabetic or someone who has heart issues. You're sending a high salt content.
Yeah.
You're sending a box of popcorn with all that salt
yeah.
and sodium in there. So or you're sending fruit from Florida.
That's a good one.
And while that seems like a very
so healthy
thing,
yeah.
what many people don't know is many blood pressure medications, you can have a reaction from grapefruit. So you got to be careful
so
with your citrus
like
fruits.
Your person, send them some grapefruit. Forget the oranges.
But instead of sending something like that, that's a consuming gift, send them that warm, fuzzy sweater that's in their favorite color.
Yeah.
Or there are some wonderful blankets you can get, the heated blankets,
yeah.
that actually have the timer on them so that the timer
off,
doesn't
right.
stay on all the time and create a fire risk.
Yeah. You know, when we were talking about those memory books before, too, this morning we were talking on, in the support group. They were all buying the digital frames.
Yes.
Now, my husband had a digital frame we had bought for him, and he could watch pictures all day long. When he passed away, Skylar took it to Germany. So I can take a picture on my phone and send it to her in Germany.
Yes, there's an app for that.
And all they got to do is it says new pictures.
Yes.
And depending on which brand you get or whatever.
There are some wonderful brands out there. Yeah, we did that for my in-laws, and it's great. We sent the link and the app for all my husband's siblings
yeah.
to download it on their phone. And then every time they take a picture, it automatically uploads to grandma's phone or to her screen, and she can sit there and watch
it. Well, I want one of them.
I got
when
one.
Was talking about
my nieces
one.
Gave
you know
me
how
one
of pictures.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
old, so they said, Linda would love it. And I do. I walk in the room and say hi to the kids as they're passing by.
Okay. Now, just one other thing, because we're talking about gifts.
Yes.
I just want to say this before I lose it. So lots of times we give people puzzles and everything.
Yes.
So I think it's a great idea is to have a puzzle made out of one of your family pictures.
It's amazing the customized puzzles.
With big
yeah, you
pieces.
You can pick whatever size you want,
yeah.
how many pieces you want or anything.
Right.
And then as they're doing the puzzle, it's also like a whole reminiscence kind of thing too at the same time.
A picture of a favorite place, maybe a picture of the house they grew up in. Or,
yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
A vacation place.
Yes.
We, as growing up as kids, we always went to Indian Lake and, you know, maybe take a picture of the family boat. Or
right.
Something that brings back memories, and then that's incentive to put it together because
yeah.
they want to see that
yeah.
that memory
and you can
again.
Frame them too
yes,
afterwards.
Can.
You
yeah.
can.
So I think that's fabulous what they
that's
have those things.
That's a good gift.
Yeah, it is.
So the other thing we've been talking about too is pets. And, you know, everybody wants a puppy for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I have to think... puppies, dogs, cats can create a big tripping or fall hazard
yeah.
for many of our
yeah.
seniors or perfectly healthy people. I trip over my beagles in the kitchen all the time, and they're definitely a fall hazard in our house. So one of the things we talk about is maybe arranging for that neighbor down the street who has that cute little shih tzu.
To come visit. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about those robotic ones?
Those are really cool, too.
I love them.
Joy for All is a wonderful company that created these companion pets.
Are you
pets.
Reading her notes?
Oh. No. Sorry,
it's good
Beth.
On the
That's
same
okay.
Page.
No, I it was a great lead-in. They have both dogs and cats. There's two different styles of dogs now, four different styles of cats, and they're coming out with birds.
Oh, goodness.
I know. They're going to have a cardinal and a blue jay.
Oh, blue
and
jays
they're gonna,
are mean.
They are, but they have a pretty song.
Yeah.
So, and these are friendly. They don't bite.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I bought one of those, I bought one of the dogs for a friend of mine. Her mom lives in New York, and she's in a community. And her mom is just a sassy whatever. And she sent a letter, and she said, everybody else got those damn babies. I got a dog that barks.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. And they, you know, you can put on mute if the barking, because they bark and they meow. And the cats even purr.
Yeah.
And they rumble, like, when you pet them.
Yeah, it's the feeling is nice.
Right. And there's great pet therapy programs out there. I think in December, Linda, when you're off to Germany, I'm going to be on the air with Stephanie Edwards and her amazing new...
Tell people a little bit about it.
So Stephanie and her team down at Edwards Elder Law have put together a not-for-profit organization that is helping our seniors here in Pinellas County who can no longer care for their pet. And they're working with the Friends of Strays people, and they are helping our seniors who can't keep that pet anymore make sure it gets adopted into a good home. And then helping do visitations back to the home.
Perfect.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that great? And helping just make that very hard decision when somebody does have to move into assisted living. And many of our assisted livings allow cats and dogs, but you have to be able to take care of them.
Right.
You have to be able to scoop the litter box. You have to be able to walk the dog.
Right.
And if you've gotten to that point where you can't do that anymore, there's the Furry Godparent Program. And
that
so
is wonderful. You know,
so if somebody, if I have a dog and I'm going to go into a community now and the community doesn't take pets, okay? Mm-hmm. And so somebody else adopts that dog and then they bring that dog, is going to come visit me, my own dog?
They're going to work on seeing if they can find somebody that can do that. In fact, my mom, she's ready to adopt another dog. She's 79. And she really wants another dog again. But she wants to adopt a dog that's already seniorized, is the best way to put it.
Right.
So from another senior. So, and she said, you know, tell me about this program, Becky, because she really wants to adopt another senior's dog. So we're hooking her up with Friends of Strays. And she's like, I'll be happy to take it to the assisted living or the, you know, the nursing home for a visit. And
she drives your mom?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, no problem. So,
because I turned 70 and said, I can't get another dog. Because all my dogs live to 20 because they're little.
Yeah, but you could get one of these.
Wait, the dog's already 8 or, you know.
I don't want an older one. I like the puppies, but.
All right, we'll be right back to talk a little bit more. But right now we need to listen to our wonderful sponsors because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, if you don't hear from them. So don't go away.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence.
At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're off. You know what that means? Time to get your pen and paper because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you.
I do. You gave them to me. A caregiver support group facilitated by the Memory Disorder Center at St. Anthony's Hospital are the first Thursday of the month, 2 to 3:30 p.m., and the third Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Call 727-825-1595. And then the Care Partner Space meets second Wednesday, 12 to 1 p.m. Call Susan Brem, 727-490-8609. And then the Area Agency on Aging has a six-week Savvy Caregiver Program. Call 727-570-9696, extension 154.
And what happens with that Savvy Caregiver Program is when they get enough people to call, that's when they start a program.
Oh.
So you call, you might not be starting for 3 weeks, or you might be starting right away, but then when they get an X amount of people, that's when they redo the six-week program.
Perfect. And then journaling workshops and support groups facilitated by Linda. Please go to lindaburhans.com under events.
There you go. I'm so glad that I'm learning about more and more support groups. And there's more out there, and we're doing some more live ones now. Because I think, if anything, a caregiver needs to go to a support group more than
Absolutely.
Anything else. You know, and the group we had this morning was just fabulous, and we're friends. You know, we're friends. After a while, when you're in the support group, you can really say stuff that you wouldn't say any other time to anybody else, and everybody gets it.
Yep. There are people you can know and trust and
yeah.
just let your heart out.
So I think another thing I'd like to talk to you about with Christmas presents or holiday presents is, first of all, don't be getting them any exercise stuff because they don't want to do it.
Right.
You know, don't be buying them a treadmill or a bicycle or anything like that.
My mother,
people
right.
do that all the time. Mom
no.
needs some exercise. Yeah. Mom needs some exercise. So
oh,
I get
too.
This for her. Then mom
too.
Wants to throw it at her. But think about some different gifts that could create safety in the house.
Right, right. So mom needs a new toaster oven, and you're terrified that mom's going to leave that toaster oven on. The new countertop toaster ovens, I was looking online, like the Hamilton Beach countertop toaster oven. The knobs now, instead of having simple on and off, to turn it on, it's a timer.
Mine is, when it's old, I guess someone gave it to me thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that's the new safety.
There is also a contraption that you can put on the stove.
Yes.
That if they walk away for a certain amount of time, it goes off.
That's great.
So they have to actually be standing there cooking. They
Heck,
can't go
I
in
need
the
that.
Other room. Yeah, I mean, that's what Rick and Coria got.
Yeah, I think he said it was about $150.
Yeah, but better than a fire.
Oh, well, it's well worth
that's
it.
That's what, it's cheaper than the $1,000 deductible for
yeah,
a fire.
Yeah, and it still
in
gives
the
them
house.
Their independence.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
exactly.
want to tell mom you can't cook anymore.
No.
I told mom use a microwave. doesn't go on fire the same.
Right. Yeah.
Although
right.
Jack put a piece of toast in for an hour, and that did kind of burn.
That will go boom.
It wouldn't smell too good either.
No, it wouldn't. The other thing is lighting for the bedroom. I'm a big proponent of fall prevention, and lighting makes such a difference for fall prevention. So there's some great little bedside touch lamps you can get.
Mm-hmm.
You can order these on Amazon, and they even have the USB ports. A lot of our seniors, their hearing aids now charge via USB. And so instead of having that cord that has to go down behind the nightstand and they have to bend over
right
to grab it, it goes right into the lamp.
That's great.
Yeah, so the lamp USB plugs into everywhere. The wall?
The lamp plugs into the wall,
oh,
and then the
great.
USB port is right there in the lamp, so they're not searching for that cord.
Perfect.
Yeah, like you see in the hotels, they have them now.
Yeah, the hotels, well, you too can have luxury accommodations at home.
I can't tell you the last time I was in a hotel.
Well, now that we're all starting to travel again, or maybe we can't travel, we can make our home just like a hotel.
Yes, I think those touch lights are really good, and I think it's really important that we have proper lighting through the whole house, though.
Absolutely. And the other one that I like are the little night lights that you can put throughout the house that have a downcast on them. So it's kind of like in the theater, how you have the little lights that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, because you don't want to be woken up. You just want to go to the bathroom.
Exactly. I don't want all those lights in my eyes, but you can have the little downcast. Which leads to my other favorite thing that my husband actually put in our room is we have a light strip that's under the bed.
That's
and there's a little remote sensor, and it's a motion sensor, and it knows when I get out of the bed.
That's so
and
cool.
And the light comes on.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I walk back in the room and he's asleep, he doesn't want me turning the light on, my little light strip comes on when it senses me walking back in the room and lights my way back to the bed.
Wow. I was thinking you just took one of those press ones and shoved it under the bed.
You could, but this automatically comes on.
Yeah.
And they're very inexpensive, and it was just a little tack strip that you pulled the adhesive off and tack it under the bed.
I love it.
Wow.
And you know, a lot of people don't know about it too, but they actually have toilet seats that light up.
Yes.
When you walk into the bathroom. So if it's very dark where your loved one is, that can make the whole world of difference. And
absolutely.
I think grandma might think that's kind of cool.
It is. It's kind of funky and fun.
Yeah. All right. So I think we're set for the holidays. And we got some things coming up with Silver Santas, right?
We do. Silver Santas, if you go to blspinellas.org, you can hear about the Silver Santas program. At Assisting Hands, we're having our own little Silver Santa party on Monday the 29th from 5 to 7. You can go to assistinghands.com/STPETE, St. Pete, and see a little bit about what we do and how we're helping our seniors in the Pinellas County community.
Yeah. We're so blessed with the community we have, where everybody works together and really makes it. It was so good being on that consortium the other day and just seeing people again.
Wasn't that fun? And we're going to be back in person. So
yeah, it's all cool.
Good times.
Can't wait to see you two caregivers. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'll be doing some live stuff after the first of the year. We'll talk about that. But meanwhile, tune into the radio show, the podcast, the support groups, and know my phone number is 727-365-8383. Here to help you in any way I can. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know I will.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.